Rusty for breakfast.
ABC Radio Perth.
And WA.
The man you're meeting next has a pretty harrowing life story, but he made it to the Perth Hills from the mountains of Afghanistan and brought his traditional music with him to share with his new neighbours. Kate Lever went along to meet him.
I'm happy to play my instrument to bring a love to our for another people.
Asad Alizada is a long way from his home in the mountains of Afghanistan. He's brought a part of his culture with him to Perth. Behind dark sunglasses, sitting on the floor of his lounge room, he's playing a traditional instrument like a small guitar called the tambura.
This is my tambura. A few centuries ago, a man, he came from India to Afghanistan, and that time was India border to Afghanistan, you know. Pakistan was not separate from India at that time. A man, he copied from the tambura, he changed to the guitar.
He's part of the persecuted Hazara minority, and he grew up playing these songs in secret.
It's interesting. So when I was a child, I played, I liked to play my tambura. So unfortunately, at that time, was not allowed to play tambura by the Taliban government. So I played my tambura behind a closed door and inside the garden and mountains with my friends. Some quiet place, we played my tambura.
A former Afghan soldier, Asad was left blind after a gunfight with the Taliban.
I lost my sight during the armed conflict with Taliban. Now I'm completely blind. In 2010, I suggested to save my family. We moved from our area to capital city of Afghanistan, Kabul. From Kabul, we crossed the border in Pakistan. We were around 4 years in a city called Peshawar in Pakistan. We are refugee there. Then from UNHCR, they sent our application to the Australian embassy in Islamabad. So on, and then they sent for us, for my family, visa. I write a Hazaragi poem. It's in Hazaragi language, not English. So it's the poem about a refugee. So that's a bit sad song. They are feeling sad about the poem, about the song, and refugee thing like that. Some people, they are worried. They are not exactly happy because some of them still their children living in Afghanistan, wife, some is parents living in their unsafe country like that. Our Hazara people, we are traveling from Afghanistan to another countries. We are far away from our parents, you know. Our parents, especially our mother, every day they looking from the door outside or the window. Their children, when they coming back, sometimes we very hard for us to, like, at the border to cross without passport, you know, to another countries like that.
Now, thanks to a social enterprise called World Music Cafe, Asad is playing the music of his people again at live concerts for a WA audience.
Hi, my name's John Cope, and I'm the social enterprise facilitator for the World Music Cafe. And that's how I first met Asad, and he came and performed for us, and it was just incredible. His performance, very short, but at the time it just, everyone was silent, and it was just a real moment in the event. So the World Music Cafe doesn't have a permanent venue, it moves around. The World Music Cafe events are seeing some really diverse, high quality music. Well, it's really humanity, people coming together, people sharing their talents, sharing their interests. Music is across all cultures, food is across all cultures, and when we come together and share this, we share our humanity. And it's wonderful to see the similarities regardless of the differences. And I think Australia is such a truly multicultural country, we need to celebrate this, recognise it, and share it.
Now Asad can play his music with pride, but it's seeing his four children get an education that brings him the most joy.
We are happy, we are safe, so I'm happy my children, they can go and study safely, going to school and coming back. In Afghanistan, a bit hard, especially for Hazara people. They can't go to school. There is not safe for, especially for our people.
That was Kate Lever speaking with Afghan refugee Asad Alizadeh and John Cope from World Music Cafe. It's a social enterprise that gives migrants and refugees a chance to share their stories and their music with a Perth audience.
This is Rusty for breakfast. ABC Radio Perth
and WA.